Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
You're tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. And right now we are getting into our Bible Hero segment, where we share who our favorite Bible characters are. Now, I've told you so many times that I have several. I don't have a single favorite character, I don't think. I don't think I could narrow it down to one person. But today I'm going to share with you about one person in particular that I find so much inspiration. And this is the widow that is referenced in the book of 2 Kings chapter 4. And basically the overview is that a man died and he left debts that his widow and his two sons just couldn't pay. Now his creditors decided to take the sons as slaves in payment of the debt. I mean, the wild, wild west, right? So, yeah, very terrible situation. You've lost your husband, and now your sons are about to be taken as slaves because of his debt. And it's a terrible situation to find yourself in. And so this widow asks for help from the prophet Elisha. And it's a beautiful, beautiful story of how God came through for them, right? What happens is Elisha tells the lady to go to all the neighbors and collect as many jars as she can find, empty jars. Just go and collect as many jars as you can. So she and her sons go around the neighborhood and they're asking for empty jars from all the neighbors. They bring them home, keep going around, and they come back and they say, there are no more jars left. We have collected all the empty jars that we could possibly find. At this point, they don't know what those jars are there for. They actually have no idea what it's all about. They're just following the instruction. They're following that first step that they've been given of how they will be delivered out of the situation, right? And then after that happens, Elijah tells the lady to take the little oil that she has left and pour it into all the jars. And from what I can see in the story, from my version of the Bible, there's nothing in there that suggests that she argued or she questioned him or she tried to explain that, oh, no, actually, sir, I actually only have about 100 milliliters left. No, she just followed the instructions and she filled up all the jars that she and her sons had collected from the neighborhood. And then the instruction after that was very simple. Go and sell all the jars of oil that you have here that you've filled up and pay back your husband's debts. I mean, I've said it so many times that the way that God comes through sometimes really just doesn't make any sense. Like, could you not just pay off the debt? There's this drama. God seems to have this affinity for drama in the way that he comes through for his people. And I just love the lessons that we can get from the story. First of all, when the prophet says, go and collect the empty jars, do you see how the final result, the end result, the amount of oil that she was ultimately able to collect was literally tied to how many jars she and her sons had collected from the neighborhood? As in, if she and her sons had just gone next door and across the street and collected about 4 or 5 jars and said, yeah, this is it, that's all they were going to be able to fill up and sell. And for me, that says that even in our own situations, the end result, the ultimate result, the goal that you're going for is intricately tied to what work you are willing to put in. Sometimes we get caught up in the fantasy and in the excitement of miracles where God literally just brings up something out of nothing, right? To the point where we cripple ourselves by thinking that I can just sit back and pray and God will just click his fingers and do a magic trick and give me what I need. And yet God would rather give you the means to achieve the miracle that he has planned for you. He wants you to participate in the miracle. Even when you look at the man who had been, there's so many people in the New Testament from the life when Jesus was walking on this earth. But right now I'm thinking about the man who was sitting by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years. And he sat there for so many years waiting for someone to, you know, help him get in the water when the water was troubled. But when Jesus got to him, and they had that little exchange and had that short conversation, and Jesus said to him, get up, take up your mat and walk. It still required for him to get up and walk. Jesus didn't snap his fingers and the man was miraculously on his feet. He had to get up himself. He had to engage the muscles in his legs that had been dead for 38 years. He had to engage those muscles and prop himself up and stand. And so even in this situation with this widow, the fact that she and her sons had to go around the neighborhood and collect the jars of oil, not knowing what they were for, by the way. At that point, they didn't know what those jars were for. They went around and collected them, not knowing. And in the same way, there's some work that, you know, you have to put in right now, which might not really be making sense. It requires so much effort and input from you, and you are wondering, what am I doing? This is taking up so much of my energy, so much of my effort, so much of my time. Is there anything coming back to me from this? But you'll never know if you don't try. And unfortunately, if you knew, that's why, you know, when they say hindsight is 20/20, it becomes so clear once you get to the end. But the advantage of having the Bible and having these kinds of stories is that we already know the end. We know that at the end of the day, God wants us to prosper. God wants us to win. So you don't have to worry that you're putting in an effort for nothing. When you put in that effort, he has proven time and time again, if you just go through the Bible and see how he has come through for his people, that you just do your work and the end result is going to be intricately tied to how much you are willing to put in. I love that so much. And I love that, you know, I already touched on this a moment ago, the fact that after Elisha tells this woman to pour the oil that she has left into these empty jars, and she just goes ahead and does it as if it makes all the sense in the world. And as children of God, we really have to adopt that mindset that there are some things that God is going to require from us that simply don't make sense. But because he said so, I guess we're going to do it. I guess it's just going to have to work. Some might want to call it cognitive dissonance and kind of pretend, try and force your mind, twist yourself into a pretzel, trying to force yourself into this reality that you've created for yourself. But the Bible has told us that this is how God operates. It's not out of the ordinary for God. It's certainly extraordinary, but it is not something that is strange when it comes to God. He specializes in these kinds of miracles, these things where you simply cannot explain it away. There is no scientific explanation for this. There is nothing that anyone can say that would explain how this woman was able to fill up all these jars and pay off her husband's debt and have money to live off of even after that. Which is a whole other lesson, that after God comes through for you, he actually goes above and beyond and he blesses you with extra. He gives you more than what you actually needed, because that is the God that we serve. You're so caught up in this challenge that you're facing and you don't recognize that the solution that God has is going to cover that and more. Not only that, the fact that all these neighbors just happen to have all these jars, these empty jars, tells me that while they were putting aside their empty jars, they didn't know that they were going to be used as part of this miracle. There are people in your life, there are people around you who God is going to use in your miracle, and they don't even know it. They don't know why they're putting aside this thing or that thing. They don't know why, you know, they've been put in contact with a certain person, and yet that person they've been put in contact with, they're supposed to connect with you. And then all I'm saying is that God has his ways, and he has his hands in so many different, you know, operations that our human minds could never, I mean, we could never, even if we tried to make sense of how God juggles all of our lives and all of our situations and how he brings about the desired and expected outcome at the end of it all, how he does it is beyond me. But that's why he's God and I'm not. The encouraging thing from the story that I want to leave you all with is, first of all, go the extra mile. When you are called to do something, when there is something that requires your effort, your input, don't give it, you know, don't give it half a shot. Put your all into it. Put your all into it. Because the final result is going to be tied to how much you put into it. Not because God is limited, but because you have limited what he wanted to do in your life. All right? And then secondly, recognize that God is working things out around you that you in ways that you have no idea. And not only that, you don't even have to be the star of this particular story. For all you know, God is using you to be a part of someone else's miracle. So sometimes he'll call you to do something that might not make a whole lot of sense. Just obey him. A lot of these things will make sense at some point in the future. And then also just trust in God. Sometimes the things, just like I said, don't make sense, but just trust in him and recognize that he knows what he's doing. He loves these kinds of situations where there was no other way. He loves those situations because that's when he gets to step in and he gets to show up and show us what he's made of. He throws his weight around. He is God. He is a God who spoke a universe into existence. Do you understand what that means? Do you understand the power in that? And he calls you his child, and you really think that he's afraid of your outstanding bills? You really think that he's intimidated by your crumbling relationships? You really think that he's afraid of the cancer that is ravaging your body? God is way above and beyond any situation that you're facing right now. He's not incompetent. He's not afraid. And there is nothing that is too big for my God. So trust in him and believe in him. And I'm praying for you that whatever situation that you're facing, that you would have an extra dose, an extra measure of faith. And finally, one of my favorite lessons from this story is the fact that God blesses you with what he's already given to you. The oil that she already had is what she poured into all of those jars. And in the same way, you already have what you need. You already have what God needs to perform the miracle that he's planning for your life. So don't worry that you don't have R1 million or $1 million or whatever currency you use where you are. You don't have all of that. Don't worry that you don't have A, B, C, and D and all your ducks lined up in a row. Don't worry about all of that. You have what God needs in order to bring about the miracle that he has planned for your life. Like I said, he created an earth out of nothing. This is a God who brings something out of nothing, and he can do the same thing for you. That very little that you have is more than enough for God to bring about a miracle in your life. And that is why I love the story of this widow. Go and look it up and see what lessons you can learn from there. And remember that you are welcome as well to share who your favorite Bible characters are. So do get in touch if you'd like to take part in this segment. The number is +27734703520. Right now, we're going to take a break and listen to some music. We'll be right back after the music takeover.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.